Chumash Shir Parshas Chukas.
We'll start from the middle of the parsha and go back to the beginning. The beginning is too famous. Maybe we have to get to some parts that we not every time get to. ומים אין לישטויץ וידבר השם אל מוישה למור ככס עמתה ואקל אסעידו עטו וארי נוכיחו ודיברתם אל הסלע לעיניהם ונוסן מימוב ויצייסו להם מים מן הסלע וישקיסו אסעידו ואסבעירו ודן מוישה ויקח מוישה אסעמתה כאשר ציבורו, ויקילו מוישה וארין, ויאמר להם שמעון המוירים, מן הסלע הזה נוציא לכם מים. ויורה מוישה אסיודוי, ויחס הסלע במטהו פעמיים. וייצו מים רבים, ותשתה הרידו ובעירון. ונשם תרז מוישה יען, לא יאמנתי בי להקדישני לבני ישראל, לא חיין לא יסביאו את קהל הזה אל האורץ. הימו מימריבו. So this is the chet of מימריבו. So Rashi learns Mahalach HaPsukim that the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he hid the seller and he didn't talk to the seller. The pasuk doesn't say what was the chet. Yan lo yehemanti bi lehakdisheini le'eine bnei Yisrael. So Shitas Rashi is that the tviya was v'dibartem el haseller and Moshe and Aaron hid the seller. About it, we don't understand, we're only speaking if you would Chazal gave us the picture to understand what was going on. Rashi a little bit tries to say pshat that in the beginning they were talking to the wrong seller and it didn't work, so for a reason that will be they started to hit with the market and then Hashem just bought the right seller punk over. This is Rashi's Mahalach. The Rambam in Meir Nevuch and Shmoyne Prokim learns that the chest was that Moshe Rabbeinu was bekas Shimuno Hamoirim. They got angry. The Forshim explains, what is Yana Shaloye Mantim Bila Kdisheini? And the Forshim say, if a person is angry because he doesn't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know everything is from Hashem, why you get angry? If you're getting angry, like the Moshe Chazal say, and Hogo, Vateita Bemidbar Be'er Sheva. Rashi shechozro legilulei beis oviyo. Says vateita b'midbar be'ershev. So the biskerov. If someone is lost, it's over there with Zohar. Someone has Hashem, is never lost. Hashem is near. These are the pshutim shel dvar. We'll try a bit to learn how Chazal teach us what we're going behind the scenes in the story. As the orah bepshat, v'dibartem el hasel aleinayim v'nosan meimov. I mean, how you will read the pasuk? V'dibartem el hasela le'ineihem ve'yiten meimov. Talk to the seller. Tell him, Mr. Seller, give water, right? Kach, look at perek chof pasuk ches. Kach es amate. Hakel esoeido ato ve'aro inochicho. V'dibartem el hasela le'ineihem ve'yiten meimov. Pasuk says ve'nosan meimov. So the pshat ha-poshut is, v'dibartem el ha-sela to give water, and I'm telling you, it will happen. But this is the way to learn Chumash Rashi, Chumash Pshat. U'temalelu nikifo le'inayoy, v'yiten mui. V'dibartem, so Rashi and Ebenezer maybe tries a little bit change it. V'nosan, b'shvil sheyiten, And the pasuk would be much better. V'dibartem el hasel aleinayhem v'yitem meimo. Give water. The uncle is talking, does it? U'temalu el kifa v'yitem muy. Not v'nosan. V'nosan is loshon ova. V'dibartem el hasel v'yitem mayim. It's v'nosan. And Ezra tries the same shot. So my shver brings down from the Maim Tohirim. Maim Tohirim is the Baal Me'an of Toyach and Tyrus. The Seifer, the Mishnah is Tyrus. The Medrash says, V'dibartem el ha-sela. Shnei olov, perek echod, u'mishnah achas. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have to tell the sela to give water. You don't talk to stones. When you find people talk to stones. Isa Bayalkus, B'Shem HaPsikta, V'dibartem shnei olov perek echot. Megillat, Mekadosh B'milva. Moshe V'Aaron went, and they said Mekadosh B'milva. V'hoyo moitzi mayim en haselah. You don't believe in that, you are pikoiris, because azay Chazal and Pshat. Chazal are telling us Pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu not ve'omartem el haselah, ve'dibartem. They sat and learned, and the water will come out. We mentioned a couple of times the Balaturim learns, and when they, you know, the Hashem tells Machlekes of Koyach, everyone will give a stick, and the one that will have flowers, we know we chose it. So the Balaturim brings down what happened. Moshe put all the sticks in the Mishkan, the stick of Aaron, second time, went and swallowed all the sticks. He already did it to Mitzrayim. He likes to eat sticks, yeah? He ate all the sticks. When Moshe came to take them out, he spit out all the sticks. So look at Balaturim, why? Because if the sticks will be there overnight, even if Hashem didn't show us, then flowers will come out. Near the Teirah from sticks, flowers come out. The Welt is Meshubet LeTeirah. When Moshe says Teirah, water comes out. Ein Mayim El HaTeirah. Ein Mayim El HaTeirah. It's brought down in Tonin of Elio. Kitzah, בזמן שישראל איסם מצרים של מוקם איסו אבא בהר ממהרס זה כמו in the dorm there? איסו, פליז, כמו in the dorm. שקח, היה בשקח. אז תודה לדבר ליהו שטייט, קיצה. בזמן שישראל איסר מוצא לשלמו כמו איסר אבא בהר ממהרס ומשכמס וילכס. בזמן שאין איסר מוצא לשלמו כמו, some mornings, כלליסר וונד in their best, איסר אבאר מאחרס כשור כשעתיים, עד שיועצים נאורים קטנים, שאין בו ימחת, ותלמידי חכומים ואומרים עלי בהר. They said Ali Be'er. What do you mean they say Ali Be'er? They started to learn. And even every day, some was problems. The water didn't work every time. And the water started to come out. When the Pasuk says, Klaisel said Shira and the Be'er. Oz Yoshu Moish Ali Be'er Anulo. So the Gemara in the Dorim says, לא שונה פוסט גזלי בהר, ענו לו. אז יושב מויסס השיר הזה, עלי בהר, ענו לו. When Moshe sang the Shira, right away after this story, or he sang it after the Chazal said that the water, the Be'er, was going around. Be'er chafuru asorim koru nedi ve'om v'mechoykek v'mishanto v'mibor matono v'matono nachliyev v'machliyev v'bomois. Zog nigmor en edori. Be'er chafuru asorim. קורו הנדיב הרם במחויקי ובמשנתו וממיל בו מתון ומתון הנחליר ומחליר בומס זאת בגמור הנדורים you believe in Gemores. Minu matona. Came and show so the matzvi kid mitbo. Teira mitla be matona. Came and matona, nachlo I came. The Be'er was a shtick teira. The Be'er was a semel of teira. So the Mefarshim explained, the Chilul Hashem was not magic Moshe. Moshe could talk and could win the seller. Klal Yisrael needed to learn that the Welt is meshubed l'teira. The Welt is meshubed l'teira. If the sticks stay inside, water will come out. I'm sorry, flowers will come out. When Moshe and Aaron talk, the Bria is meshubed. Water comes out. The Bria is meshubed to Teira. That lesson Klal Yisrael missed. That was Yan Hashem Yantem Bilek Disheini. Not Moifes level 2 instead of Moifes level 3. Not lacking the magic. It was the whole Ashkofa. I want to add. This is the Be'er Ma'im Chaim Be'etzim. Kimat says the whole Hezbo. Teva has brought down Chavisan Vova says Ki dargas ha-teva b'yachas la-teire Ki ki dargas ha-eved b'yachas la-adoinov Yachas ha-teva la-teiro Is ki yachas ha-eved la-adoinov So, my Shvabi is not Reb Leib Gurwitz, or Shishorim, when he heard over this thing, he was Moisif. And again, Rashi learns that the Chet was that Moshe spoke to the soul, to the Eved. The Rambam says that he was Bekas. Now, the Shaila is, the Maisin, the Psukim is Mashma, that the Chet was the hitting. It's not Mefurish, but. So he wants to say Pshat like this. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Bekas, Chazal say, Kol HaKoyes Chochmosoi Mistalekes. Moshe had Kas on Klal Yisrael. And that moment that Moshe had Kas, Koyach HaToiro of Moshe Rabbeinu became weaker. Moshe could not with Koyach HaToiro take out. He had to make the Moifes with the stick. So the chet was be yesoide de kas. He was not over and be mokim to hit. But it was his fault, as a shit, Adam and Negoim. If you cause the circle, you're in charge of the circle. But the chet was, it's brought down, I'm not medamid, only the shadow of it, that when, I forgot who, said there was a guy, Shabtai Tzvi, who claimed that he's Mashiach. Then I think they found out that he was not. I'm sure that he was not. Yeah. And some Gdoyle Oilom believed that he was Mashiach. And they sent some people to test him. I heard it, I just remember it now, I'm saying it. So I don't have the details clear in my head. And they came and they were telling him that was a guy that is Mamish Mazik, he's doing tzoros to the Yidden. So he picked up a grass and he tore the grass. And he said, check the time. And when they came back to the place, that time the guy was giving a speech in the middle of the main place and he fell dead. And when they came back to I don't remember, he said, Mashiach Sheker. That was a Moifes bowl. It says in the Rambam, V'yaroig behevel piv. He needed a grass to kill the person. Because Moshiach is behead of people. As a madrege of Teire of Moshe, B'shas Kas, Rav Shitzer says that when Moshe Rabbeinu brings down the story, so it's very interesting. V'nitzak el Hashem v'yishma kuleinu v'yishlach malach v'yitzienu m'mitzrayim. When Klal Yisrael came near Edom, again, everything is about water, right? They want to pass at Edom, and they want to pay for the water. So he tells like this, Kol ma'arachicho Yisrael, Yishtach Moish Malochim v'melech Edom, Yodav v'seinu Mitzrayimu, v'nitzak el Hashem v'yishma kuleinu. So Rashi, what he was telling him, v'brocho shibicheinu yankev, v'kol kol yankev. So Keilu, he's telling him, you know, we are Klal Yisrael, please open the door. Vayomer elav Edom lo itavor bi, pen bacherev eitzel ikrosecho. So Krashi, atem izgayim bakol sheirizchum avichem, v'amartem v'nitzak el Hashem, you're scaring me, ani eitzel lachem amasher omar ovi, al char b'chotichi. This is the reason Edom said, "Pin etze b'cherev likrosecho." He answered, "You telling me va'yishma Hashem koleinu? I have b'char b'chotichya." Like the Rosh Mishnah, oh, but yeah, but Avraham Avinu said, Yitzchok said, "Bezman shakol kol yangev and yadayim yedei Esav." He told him, "When you hit the selah, you lost the koyach adibu. So now I'm strong with him." The world of the Rav Shitzer Rebbe. But it's the same idea, Be'etzim. Was it Tviya and Moshe, the Kas, was it Tviya and the Madrege? If they, no, it's not one, like Alamol. They say, we learn now a Chazal, not Alpi Drush. I call it Alpi Drush of Gemore. We learn today one more level, the level of Torah that is behind, that is the Yalkut, that is the Gemara and the Dorim, it's the Ovis, the Rav Nosson. Another picture, another level. Avada, we have to know that this whole thing with this water, till here it's clo. I'm saying now a couple lines that are not clo, just to give you a peek inside that. This is why I said it's Chazal. It's not like Kabbalah dik, Teir dik. Chazal learning the Pshut, that this one is going behind here. People think that if they would be in Mitzrayim, they would see Moifsin. It was Teir. Spoke once, I'm not going back to that. Va'ilchus leish yisrael v'leimotzu mayim and the mayim elateir and the gemara ba'bekam and learns. Yeah, not that they were thirsty, they just didn't learn. But as they stayed, every morning, when Klal Yisrael were not good, the tenokish of Yisrael, and Buta Menchachom, we had to speak learning, and the water would come. It was a chinuch. Klal Yisrael were living in a level that developed as meshubit l'teir. The world is meshubet l'toyer. It's a whole different musik, a whole different time. It's, I'm saying, we know that water means teir and mayim l'toyer. Yeah, Chazal tell us. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Mitzrim decided to put him into the water. Why? Ra'u shehu loike al ha'mayim. So it's a koyach to drown him in water. Chazal say, "Ve'einam yoidim that it was Mei Meriva." Moshe Taka slipped on water. What it means, we said, yes, Mechila. But it was Mei Meriva. For sure, there's inyanim in it. It's not the pshat put the chet from Moshe was punk here. The achayzim bekachovim saw the koyach of Moshe. Water is stronger for Moshe. Moshe has episode milchama midvaser that somewhere Moshe will not win. It wasn't Mei Meriva. Now it's not stam. Here I'm not explaining. I'm just giving you a time. It's not stam. The pshat punk and Mei Meriva Moshe fell. Roim שהוא לא יקה על המים. לא יקה על המים, פונק. He got angry with the water. Maybe he's לא יקה על המדבו. Maybe לא יקה בסלע. רואים שהוא לא יקה על המים. ואינם יודעים שהוא מי מריבו. It's deeper. To explain that it's חטואים. It's to know that... not. It's not good boy to go to this Amkes of these Inyoni. But it's not stop. Now, Lemaise, the world has a kash. Moshe Rabbeinu Lemaise, twice, Moshe Rabbeinu twice bumps into the cellar. Once in our parsha, right? He hits the cellar, and it sounds that it's not such a good thing. And we have also, and when Klai Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim, they also need water. בשלח. ויצמו עם למים, אבוי ומתחו אשר הכיסו בסער והולכתו, והכיסו בצור ויוצו ממנו מים ושוסו עם. והיה אז גלמוי של הנה הזיק מישראל, ואיקו שם עמוק עם ההוא מסו ומריב. דיר מוי שהיץ דסלה, דיר it's accepted, it's no chet. Bayos, Val Hashem told him to speak, or the Mitzad Ramba, Mitzad Kaz, was a chet. So we have twice Moshe Rabbeinu, and I think if he pshuto, a lot of mefarshim explain why Moshe Rabbeinu hit the cellar Bayos. He remembered that last time the Mahalach was to hit. Some say Taki that the longest is that the first cellar was before Matan Teire. Before Matan Teire, the Klal Yisrael didn't have the koyach of Torah to meshabed the world. It's bavuz the kasha that the Gemara, everyone asks the kasha, Kiras Yasuf, we make such a fuss. Yisrael, Pichos ben Yoir is going to employ the Shvuim, and he tells the Nahar, Chaloik mimecho. He splits. For the guy of the Chittim, he splits. Kach oisim leben levaya, for the Aaron, he splits. For the world, Moshe Rabbeinu Kiras Yamsuf, and here, the world has, and every Rebbe also could make it, yeah? The answer is, Koyde Matan Teire was hard. Noch when a person has a Koyach HaTeire, not so, everyone knows, not so hard to split water. And this Be'etzem was the difference, that the first time Moshe had to make a Moifet with a stick. The whole Lomas will be saying now, Hashem told him in the second time, take the stick, but show them we don't need to work with a stick. We have the Teire. Kelosh nachoy v'salvoves. Ke'eved ha'meshuvet l'raboy. So the Velt asks a kasha. You know, before, when we daven for rain, we have a pizmoin that we say it. For Musaf. Schoir. Tfilas Geshem. Schoir av nimshach acharecho b'mayim keishosu l'alpal g'mayim gonanto yitzalto schoir anoyla b'psur asyukach m'mayim yitzchok schoir to'an makloi v'ovar yarden yayin schoir moshui b'tei v'azgoyne. Remember Moshe Rabbeinu nomui dolo dolo v'hishko atzoyin sgulecho eistzomu l'mayim על הסלע הוך וייצו מים. Right? Everyone says it. Chazans bring the kiddo. After Musaf. Before Musaf. Shmini Atzeres. Simchas Teire Bayu. Yeah? Zchor Moshe Betei Vazgoy Memin Amayim. Nomui Dolo Dolo Veishko Tzoy Mayim. Zgulecho Esh Tzomu Lamayim. Al HaSela Hoch Vayeitzu Mayim. If it's a chet of Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the place. It's not a kasha bin Yomi. That doesn't bother you every year. Doesn't spoil your Simchas Torah. So some want to say that this goes on the first time. There's Shtigl Medayik, and the first time it says, Vayitzmo Shmo'om Lemayim. Here, it says, the word Tzomo doesn't state by us. Tzomo stated Pashas Beshalach. Tzomo Lemayim, and Tzomo Lemayim, it was good. But, it's a Mahalach. But the other end of Mahalach is, it says, Ala Selahach, there the Lashon is, V'ikeso Ala Tzur. By us it says, V'hiko Ala Selah. So the word Tzomo sends you to Beshalach. Ala Selahach. So here it says, V'hiko Batzur. By us it says, Vayach is a sela. So ala sela hach. It's mashman, it's going in our parsha. Also, some bring raya from the nigun. You know, it's a nigun. Ala sela hach hach. So the nigun says hach hach, mashman twice. So he means because by us it was twice. I understand the mokka from the nigun. I think it's a choshev nigun. You don't see it in America? Ala sela hach hach. Ala sela hach hach. So hach hach is mashman twice. So I think the Balmenagin learned pshat. Maybe Stam has the dream, but I don't know, when I was a kid, I understood because Moshe Rabbeinu hit twice. What? In America, they sing it three times. It's always sing it twice. So if someone to say Teire, maybe Lefi the Rambam, that the Chet was taken at the Hiko, the Chet was the anger. So the Pshat is, what Moshe came to that matzah was a Baya. But in the end, forget Moshe and his own managed from the Moshe had a koyach to take out water from the stick. Was it weird that he lost the koyach atere to make it to happen? Maybe that was the chisaron that Moshe came to that matzah. One mazach. Before we get to Zeis Chudes Ateir, we'll manage. It says in the Pora Aduma, Rashi brings down a Medrash Agodo. Miyasoide shel Reb Moshe Adarsh. Velokach HaKoyen Eitz Erez Ve'ezoi V'shni Tolas. Eitz Erez, Ezoi, you know what is Ezoi? These greens that grow on the wall. Shnit Elas, the worm, the silk. And you put it in. Zogt Rashi Bayos, Perek Yutes Pasuk Vov. Erez hu agovoya mikol ha'ilonos. Ezoi v'nomuch mikulom. Simon she'agovoya she'nizgae v'choto, Yashpil Atzmoi ke'ezoi v'trilas v'iskapo. So when Dupo Radumo, Simon, Erez Govoya, Shnitrilas v'ezoi v'smol, Simon is Govoya, and he has a chet, bend down. Rashi repeats himself on Chumash v'yikro in Parshas Metzoiro. וציבו הכהן ולוקח למתאהר עץ ארז, שנית אלעס ועזר עץ ארז לפי שהנגויים בוים על גס וסורוח שנית אלעס ועזר מטה כנוסוי ישפיל עצמוי וישרפה תראה, זה גשמק לשנו רבו על גי גס הרוח person feels good, he speaks about again someone else you like ארז בשנית אלעס ועזר מה שאין כן, ביום סתם רשי says, עץ ארז, ועזר ושניס אלעס, פרק דה מהרל אין גורארי. So why you need to have עץ ארז ושניס אלעס? What is smaller, שניס אלעס or ארז? What is smaller? עזר ושניס אלעס. a worm, or a bush, or a tree. A worm, Shmitalas. So it's Erez, Shmitalas. It's like the Mara. First, you become like a worm. And then you go back to be like a bush. The Rambam says when a person wants to do tshuva, you go to the extreme, and then you come back. So it's Erez, Erez, Shmitalas. Very nice pshat. But it's interesting that Lemaise and Chumash Vayikro, it's very good. It's Erez, Shnitelas, Ve'ezev. Like it's Erez, be a Shnitelas, go back to be the Ezev. By us, it's Erez, Ezev, Shnitelas. Maybe we could ask that question. Why in Parshas Porah Aduma it's Erez, Ezev, Shnitelas? And when we're holding in Parshas Metzora, it's Erez, Shnitelas, Ve'ezev. So I want to say a Torah from my Shver. It's a Torah Aruko. And I want a little bit to go into Zeis Chukas HaTorah to start the Parsha before the time finishes. They say that Vorim is, there's a stira in Rambam, how a person has to behave. One place the Rambam says a person has to be the middle, not to be extreme, yeah? To be middle bayonis, shkitzoni, I don't know exactly the word, yeah? And one time the Rambam says that you have to go till the end. And when you learn the Rambam is like this, that, and gaiv and dizachem, the pe'ulois of a person, the Rambam says, in all the midas, a person is allowed to be in the middle way. And gaiva, he has to be till the bottom. But the Rambam says, but in machshove, he has to be in the middle. And I will explain. A person is allowed to hold for himself. Not to the top, but he's not allowed to feel that he's a nobody. It's the worstest thing. But in behaving, he has to behave with no guy. This is what the Rambam really says. So we're saying a little different from the Maharal. It's behaving, no guy for bichlal. I want to say the Sforim says a givaldi, givaldi, givaldi. Umadua tisnasu al ke'al Hashem. Shail is, you know, Bish Korach has tainis on Moshe. You know, something like tainis on me. The people have tainis, yeah? Normally, when you have tainis on someone, in our world we call it, there's no smoke without fire, yeah? So it has to be something, okay, that, you know, it looks like, you know, he spoke very extreme, he said some words, he's fanat, you know, all different zachen. You know, when people have tainis, because the guy isn't pictured in the wrong picture. Moshe was the most honored. Let him detail to say Moshe likes to eat. Moses says that Moshe likes to put the taina on Moshe that he's a balgaiva maduot isnasu. How it could be, and Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, everything, all of his the most. He says, someone, look, he's about, he likes to eat. Look, he's hungry. Chladish kebaltaida, punk, yeah? He likes to go to vacation. No, but he needs some air portion, yeah? He likes money. He doesn't like money, yeah? Someone has to support. You could say, I have mistakes. How it could be Moshe, the Spitz Onov, the Taina on Moshe is, it looks like he's a bad guy. So he said a Gevaldik Izach, he said, any person that's a shtickle bad guy plays a shtickle Onov, yeah? People will not think that he won. No, I don't care. I don't care. Yeah? He says, the real Onov, he so much doesn't hold from himself, and he's not scared to look bad guy. Because he's such an honor, he doesn't care that you will think that he's a Balgaida. So the one that was the most careful to look Balgaida was Moshe Rabbeinu. The guy that's a real Balgaida is scared right away when he comes to the place to sit on the top. People will think that I'm a Balgaida, right? So he waits for someone to push him up. He's not gonna know this, he's a Spitzgeida, yeah? Why you don't go? You know that the police will be putting you up. But then they will think I took the seat, right? So he went to push him, he says, no. The real honor, Babaya, this is my place. It says my name on the top. They also say, Babaya. So don't think about Balgaiva. So he says, so Moshe Rabbeinu, Vali was such an honor, they were Cheshin and he's Balgaiva. When we call him, Kim Lin Yoneinu, the Pshat is, the spitz has to be, hanoge has to be without cover bichlal. But you have to have epis in the middle. Okay, we'll start a little bit of parsha, it's really late, but we have to start. Zois chukas ha-teira. It's brought down in Morgan Avrom. I forgot to do it today, or maybe. My Rebbe Alam Modman, I learned Chavrusa every Friday with Shmir Shabbos Kiel Chos. Over 15 years, I learned Chavrusa every Friday. After my chassid. I remember I came over to him, every time I would come over Friday, Parsha Chukas, he asked me if I'm fasting. So I said, you know, Wormstein, Yechidim Yisalim, Erev Shabbos, Parsha Chukas. Why? Zog the Mogen Avon. The Shem Sefer HaTanya HaKadmai. It's not the Tanya from Chabad, it's the Tanya HaKadmai. The one of one brings him down 400 years ago. Biyam Shishi Parsha Schukas Nogu Yechidim Leisanes V'nichtoiv Lezikorin Masha'era Biyomeinu Al Roiva V'neseinu Shnisref Oteres Elekeinu B'shnaz Chameishas Alofim V'arba Lebriyas Oilom. ביום שישי לפרשת זויס חוקס 24 קרונויס 24 wagons מלאים ספרי תלמוד והגודס בצופס. In France, they burned the Torah. You have to understand, in that day, it was not only Chilul Hashem, was kimat no chances that the Torah will go over. People don't remember the Torah anymore so much Baal Peh. Everything was written. Today, everything is computer, it was saved. But in that day, the Sforim are burned, there's nothing left. כאשר שומענו לשמוע האויזן, וגם הרבונים שומענו, עושו שיילה סחולום, לא דעס אם יגזירם איסה בוירם, לא דעס אם יגזירם איסה לא יקיימוי. והשיבו להם, דו גזירה סירייסו. זה תרגום, זוי סחוג הספיר, זה תרגום אונגלוס, זה סקן פוסק. זוי סחוג הספיר, דו גזירה סירייסו. It's this Friday. It's not in the date when they burn the Torah. That is the Friday. The dangerous day is Friday. Today is a dangerous day. Today not to go to the beach. We almost went away to Shabbos. We had to switch it. It's a dangerous week. It was the last week. Apologize again. Why? This week is a dangerous week to go. It's a dangerous week to go. Dog zeyas reisa. So Yechidim, I remember every time my Rebbe would mourn me, you fasting? Fasting? So I think, I kind of asked him, Rebbe, you think I'm fasting? He said, I want you to know that it's such a day. I want you to know that you really have to fast. Maybe you're not holding there, but you have to understand that something is happening. But the whole Olam don't know bichlal that it exists. They're missing the point. Ali is the point. So you're not holding and fasting, because some people don't fast Tisha B'Av today. Yeah. Keep buying if you want. Maybe Tisha B'Av also. So he explained to me like this. And Magen Avraham learns that the cause of the time the burning was not the date. The cause was the Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. In Chukas state, Odom Kiyomus Ba'oyer Ein Divretere Miskaimim Elo B'Mishe Meimis Atzmer Aleyer. Hashem said that the way to learn Torah is with Mesilas Nefesh. Without Mesilas Nefesh, the Torah doesn't go. Without Mesilas Nefesh, the Torah doesn't go. This day is Triveya Mesilas Nefesh LaTorah. Was a Rifya Mesilas Nefesh LaTorah, the Torah went back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. תורה שבעל פה, תלמוד והגודס. This week is a special תביעה על המורה של תורה. על יגיוס של תורה. So we have to be מסחזק in this week. על המורה של תורה. על יגיוס של תורה. I will finish with a little word of the חפץ חיים. ראוי עם הדבורים של החפץ חיים. It says in the המשך הפרשה that Klal Yisrael spoke במוישה, Hashem sent snakes. מדבר רמב"ם לוקח ממוישה דומה לסונו כי אם לחם אין מים ונפשנו קצו בלחם הכלכל וישלח האום השם באומס הנחושים וינשכו עשרום ויום עשמרו ויום אל מוישה ויספלל עשה לך שרף ושים עשר הנס ורואו כל הנושו ורואו עשר וחי ויעש נחושס וישמל הנס ועם נוחש הנחושס והיביט ובמנות וכי נוחש מימיס ונוחש מחייץ ומשנה ששונה את הסון אלו בזמן שישראל משב דמינו לשמיים נשרפים איפה הייתה חופץ חיים? את מצרים when Christ, when they did tshuva, what happened to their frogs? They died. Why the snakes didn't die? Why Hashem made it as an up snake? If you look, you're saved. If not, why the system had in Mitzrayim with frogs when they were bad? Boom, they're over. Zagda, the chet here was they spoke. It says Lashonore, sometimes it's not enough you do tshuva. The words are carrying on walking. So they needed the whole time something to save them. You can't kill away the snakes. Oh, but their words are in the ear. They spoke in Moshe. But the Shonor is carrying on. What helps that they did tshuva? What they did is carrying on. The snake is carrying on to roll. So they needed every time when something bad happened, they spoke to Chafka, Chafka to Shmuel, Shmuel to Bel. And when Bel again spoke, the Nochash again came over to him. He had to look again to be saved. When a person speaks to the Shonor, he doesn't understand. He could say a word, and years later, it could bite. Chucks.
We're done.
Ouch. Got you good.
What's with this?